Man Pope, 24 seconds. I've met rich people, and I'm carrying forward here the cause for the beatification of a rich businessman, an Argentine, Enrique Shaw, who was rich, but he was a saint. A person can have money. God gives it to him for him to administer well. And this man administered it well, not in a patronizing way, but in a way that helped those who needed his help grow. Man, Ricardo Palermo. And then he had given me a raise, which compared to what I'd earned the year before was quite considerable. And he added, with a smile, for one more window. Man, Maximo Bungi. At the time, Rigolo had about 3,600 workers, more or less, and when he went to the largest factory in Berazategui, he went in and a lot of people said hello to him as he walked by, and he usually greeted them by name and asked about Juanito, their son, and if he was doing better, for example, or how it was going. He knew about everyone's problems. Man, Carlos Garcia Diaz. Everyone was in a bedroom, playing, attacking each other with pillows. And I came in, and I got hit with a pillow too. But I saw that attitude of the young father playing with his children. Man Carlos Custer. What struck me about Enrique? I'd say three things. First, his sense of social justice, a great social sensitivity. The second thing that struck me was his sense of humility and service. The last, the consistency of his conduct. Enrique really practiced what he preached.